All right, testing 1, 2, 3. So I am so happy today is Monday, and today is the 25th of May, or March. We finally finished the audiobook. Adam and I finished the audiobook. You will, in due course, we'll tell you all about it if you want to, you know, get. I'm not here campaigning for you to buy the audiobook. I'm just telling you from just my own personal workday experience, I was letting you know that the audiobook is done. This is something we started in August, and I thought for sure we'd be through with it by the end of the year. I thought we'd be through with it in about 3 months. And it just became, you know, it's a long project, man. And but I'm happy we're done. I think we did a good job. So there's that. Today, I'm going over for my first round of physical therapy. Hey! You know, Frank John Hughes is an actor you should see. You have seen, if you've seen Band of Brothers, you saw Frank John Hughes in Band of Brothers playing a very specific character, a very, very well-known character. He was that cat, he kind of talked like this, he had a mouth like this. I don't know the guy's name. But Frank John Hughes is the cat that played him in Band of Brothers. And Frank is, and I'm very honored to say, he's a fan of our show, of our work here, and a great guy. And I actually was in a TV pilot with him years ago called Three Strikes. It was a baseball pilot. And holy shit, at the time, I was just a beginning sort of camera actor. I mean, not really beginning, but I had a few years. But I mean, Frank was, and a lot of guys, Ken Jeong was in this thing, and a lot of guys. And to see Frank go on, and he just moved to L.A. He was telling me he and his wife had just gotten a house. And to see him blossom, and to see how brilliant he is as an actor was really, it was humbling for me to realize I'd actually been in a fucking pilot with this cat. But he gave some a little bit of love here to me on a message on X about our documentary, But you know, Frank John Hughes, look at Band of Brothers and other things that he's done. Man, the cat's been in The Sopranos. I mean, he's done, he was in a Frank Sinatra biopic. He was in Catch Me If You Can. A lot of stuff, man. A lot of stuff. Look him up on IMDb. Let's see here. This is one here. What were they doing, man? What were you doing, Frank? He was doing a, I don't know. He's doing all kinds of shit. Great to see. Good guy. All right. What the fuck am I doing? I got a show to do. We're going over for PT today. Physical therapy. From all I hear, from everybody that I know, from people that have been through it, it's hell on earth. And I say that with kind of a smile. I'm sure it's going to be tough. It probably, no question it'll be painful. No question at all it'll be painful. But it's not like it hasn't anything that other people haven't been through before. It is a very necessary part of the rehabilitation, you know, of one's damaged muscle and tendon, whatever it is you got going on. So I'm, this is going to sound crazy, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the agony and the pain of physical therapy. Yeah. Thank you. Why not? Why the fuck not, man? Why not? that was, who did that? What movie were we looking at? Oh, I know it is. It was in Platoon after they get done wiping out this entire village, and one of the soldiers is just like, kill them all, why not? I forget who it was. Was it Dylan? Anyway, fuck, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore, man. In February, man, I want March. So, the 25th, baby. The 20 goddamned 5th. Huh? Huh? Dave the Glad Gabba. Jeff Dowder hosts his first ever show, The Jeff Dowder Affair. The Jeff Dowder Affair. Wait a minute, man, hold on. Hold the fucking phone. Attorney Al Clifton talks about former circus clowns. Bud's commentary on this. All right, here we go. But, so I got an appointment with the doctor in the morning. I do my physical therapy in the afternoon. Now, this is going to be a busy fucking week, man, as we go about the honor. It really is an honor of helping to promote the documentary that Pat and Jordan made called Hendry. And I look, you know, I mean, it's a mind fucker to have somebody do a documentary about you. And I did. I stayed clear away from the production of it, from the editorial control of it. And now I've seen how, you know, just how much they fucked it up. I'm joking. The reaction is outstanding. People love it. I'm very honored to do my part in promoting Jeff Dotter hosts the first ever Jeff Dotter Affair and debates Phil on the Gwyneth Paltrow skiing accident trial. Was that a year ago? Holy shit. Thunder, are you in here? I just heard some paper. What if you heard me say, Thunder, are you in here? And then you just heard me scream and then there was a silence. Would you call the police? How could you be on tape? It would have been 24 hours. Anyway, I'm starting to scare myself. The Jeff Dotter, here we have download. So that is a beautiful thing, man. So this week, all this goddamn week, we are, as I said, honored to spread the word about the documentary Henry. And this week, we will be... Tomorrow is... Then on Tuesday, I'll be at the Bill Handel Show at 7:30 a.m. out here on the West Coast at KFI Radio Los Angeles. We'll be with Dana Gould on Wednesday for a Zoom session. I don't know when Dana's going to actually drop that. On Thursday, we'll be live in studio with Tim Conway at KFI Radio. On Friday, I'll be with Dave Kungalton of KVEC Radio in the Monterey Bay area. And they're a station that was really, really, particularly really loyal to the Phil Henry Show. Then on the following Monday, Adam Carolla. And then on Thursday, we have one more. And that's it for now. That's it for now. All right. Now, let me look and see. So we got two interviews on KFI. Where the fuck am I, man? Wait a minute, dude. Where is the... Oh, here. So you're trying to find where I'm at in terms of the... it's March 2002. Thank you. God damn. All right, we got that. Jeff Dotter. Copy. Here we go. Stephen Cooper. Oh, I got... Here's Steve Cooper. Is my dear friend, Steve Cooper. Wait a minute. Let me read it off of the phone so I can read this fucking thing. Steve, the answer is yes. Let me just see... next week I'll have all kinds of fucking time. Let's see, Steve. I'm starting a new millennium episodes. Love to hang, have you on again. We can talk about your great career. I recorded videos. You know. Let's do it, Steve. So at the, you know, April is what, four? All right, Steve Cooper's a cat. I've been on his podcast a couple times. And he's a good friend. Let's see. I'm just sending him an email back saying let's go ahead and rock and roll. Okay, so that's a groovy thing. All right, so there's that. And then we had to got to do our, did I say March 2002? Yeah, March 2002. Right, let's get back to where we was, okay? Let's get back to where we was, Jim. Archive. So you hit the word archive here, you guys up there in the bar, and then you see select month, select year. See, I'm just looking for a month, so I'm looking for March. Then I go over to select year 2002. If you're looking for a bit, then you see search above that. See, searching for something specific, enter in the name, enter in the search terms that you was looking for, you know. You know what I mean, right? What's today, 25th? Pastor Rennick is using church funds to provide breast augmentation for a woman in his congregation. Oh, my God. She says, Tally Berry has talents, and she won the Oscar only by exposing herself and doing a white man. Oh, my God. Bobby Deol is upset that Will Smith's child manipulated him into leaving the Oscars early. This is back in 2002. Will Smith left the Oscars early? We're going to have to hear this one. This one's too good to be true. All right, now where's the fucking thing? Here it is. No, you motherfucker. You fucked that up, Phil. Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay. Ring, 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 ring. Love plus one. Real Phil Henry. All right, man, I'm ready to rock this bitch to the core, okay? Let's do it, man. Let's do it is the thing that I'm trying to say. Let me get on to the page where we was. So I can do the thing that we was doing and the thing that we're going to do and how we are and what we is. Let's go. Apply that filter. Jeff Dotter. Hosts his first ever show, The Jeff Dotter Affair. Right. Go. Here we go. All right, I'm ready. If you are. Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.